Well, I think it came out of the desire to have more community involvement and to kind of broaden our reach across the area. And you know, there's just a such a healthy gospel community here in Central New York, and our friend and colleague Cora Thomas had a huge part in putting this together. And you know, we're just thinking to ourselves, you know, who we share the stage with that'll really kind of involve the community on a ground floor level. And the idea for gospel with the symphony came about. And originally, you know, before the pandemic hit, we were going to do it at a local church and really kind of get into the grassroots of all this. But obviously with the health restrictions, we're forced to stay in our current home at Inspiration Hall, which is an old Catholic church that was converted. And so, you know, there will
Right.
be some cathedral-like settings or church-like settings for the concert. So it's not that far out of range.
So, you know, other popular music sort of fusion things have happened with the orchestra. You can think of movie themes, Broadway, jazz singers have, you know, sung before the orchestra. What will you do musically with it that says, you know, here's a symphony and keeping that personality, but here's the gospel elements?
Well, when we originally were conceiving of this concept, we had in mind a gospel choir, you know, a full choir accompanying us and sharing the stage with. And so we had to kind of pivot as things were moving and changing. So my recommendation was, well, let's at least get four singers to kind of create that soprano, alto, tenor, bass, which is the typical voicing for a full choir. So at least we'll get that you know, the kind of traditional gospel harmonies. And then in pairing it with the symphony, gospel, I think, really shows the chameleon-like quality of the symphony players. I mean, it's got that truly Americana feel to it. And it was really, you know, I know there's roots in the African-American communities, and it's kind of been Americanized. And the musicians, the ones I've spoken to, are really excited about this. It's just a different style of playing for them. And they've been having a great time kind of researching and listening. And these arrangements are wonderful. You really see the complement of the, you know, the sounds of the symphony and how that kind of melds in really seamlessly to the world of gospel and that really soulful and spiritual singing.
As a conductor and composer yourself, is this fun for you?
Oh, it's a blast. I mean, you know, I've had the distinct pleasure and honor of working as an arranger for different singer-songwriters through the years, the likes of Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle and Patti Austin as well. Patti Austin was just a joy to work with, and I know she kind of blends that line of crossover, and you know, she does some wonderful gospel. And you know, for me, being able to know what is involved in writing arrangements of blending different styles together, like symphony and guest artists, and be able to conduct it and lead it with that knowledge is really, really incredibly satisfying for
Maybe
me.
finally, the way that music has to be presented lately, with musicians had to find ways to present virtually. How has that gone for you?
You know, when you work your whole life to be able to be on a stage like this and to be able to perform and get the energy of the audiences, and now all of a sudden you're looking at a camera, there's a certain disconnect that comes. And I have to give credit to all the folks at Symphoria who have really kind of taken the bull by the horns and have not sat on the sidelines. They've really found a way to keep connected to our audience and be able to continue providing live experiences. We're kind of coming to the end of our virtual season, and we got every fingers and toes crossed for the fall and hopefully the summer with, you know, outdoor concerts give us a little bit more of a possibility of limited audience participation. But we're kind of keeping our heads down and making the best musical experience that we can for our folks and our patrons.